Well, a man who just can't keep out of the news. Every week there's something to talk about.
News
about
hog.
Him and where he's going. It's and now it's him. Back linked to the Broncos. G'day, Kevy.
How you going, boys? Good morning.
Good morning, mate.
It's all about you. It's all good news, though, Kevy. You've been able to do something not many other people have done. You're going to be coaching Queensland. You've extended your deal there. But you've been welcomed back to the bosom of Wayne Bennett as assistant coach of the Broncos.
Yeah, well, look, for me, it is a great way to do things, I guess. But, you know, coaching is my real passion. I feel if I want to get better at that, you know, just 3 games a year just isn't enough to really fine-tune your skills. So I thought that if I could get back into club land somewhere, that was going to help me, which will help Queensland, and hopefully it helps the players as well. Yeah. So, it's been a great couple of weeks for me to not to re-sign with the Origin stuff, which is my passion, of course. I love coaching that team. It's thrown up so many challenges to us, to me and to the rest of the staff over the last couple of years, and no doubt with Origin and the history of it, those challenges will continue next year, certainly again with some players moving on and some players possibly available to the side for selection, guys like Greg Inglis and Matt Scott. Darius Boyd didn't play in game 3.
Oh, stop it. You're making us depressed already.
So that's pretty exciting. And also getting back into club land, and particularly the Broncos. I've had a couple of stints there over the time, and I'm really passionate about them as well. And it's very exciting. It's been a good couple of weeks for me, boys.
It has, Kevy, and well done to you, mate. How long has it been bubbling along for? And there is that perception that you and Wayne fell out, yeah.
Nah, well, that's just the media trying to do things or upset things. I've got a great relationship with Wayne, always have had. He coached me first as an 18-year-old boy for Queensland against New South Wales way back in 1984, that was. So, you know, we've had a pretty good relationship since then. I followed him to Canberra, and then I came back to Brisbane a couple of years post that. So, and into my coaching stuff, we worked together initially at the Broncos, and then I moved on for a bit, and I came back for another 1 year stint, and then I got the Origin job, and he thought it was best that I, you know, go away and put my focus into that, which was probably a smart thing, and I didn't agree with what he was saying, but I went and did it, and we got a couple of good results there. So I guess the time is right again now for me to get back into club land. I do feel I can handle both positions as tough as Origin is. Wayne has given me the all clear from all club commitments. So it's basically like a play. You leave and you get into the Origin mode, which is going to be, you know, very exciting.
Well, it's pretty much the perfect setup. It's a beautiful little setup. Can I ask you, Kevy, and I'm sure you've been asked this, what happens to the Queensland Origin side when Wayne steps down from Brisbane and they give you the full-time role? I don't think Queensland would entertain a full-time NRL coach is there.
No, well that's Origin. 10 years' time.
No,
so.
It might be 10. You know what? It might be 10 years. You never know with Wayne.
Well, you don't. And that really hasn't been discussed as such. It's more about just getting me back, myself personally, back to the Broncos and into club land, get some coaching done, which will improve my, you know, hopefully improve myself, you know, for Origin. I'm not sure how long Wayne's going to keep coaching. Everyone thought he was finished 10 years ago at different things, but he keeps winning premierships and keeps having success. So, you know, he's one of those guys that just keeps keeping on as such. And he's done that again this year with the Broncos. They got through the prelim final, albeit with some injuries to key players. So, and now he's doing the England job. So that's going to be another big challenge for him with the World Cup. So he'll be away, I guess, for a little bit of the pre-season, which I guess I can help there along with Jason Demetrio, who's the other assistant at the Broncos, and Kurt Richards. So there'll be some good hands on deck to get the Broncos pre-season into full swing.
Final one on this, mate. I know we're labouring on this. We've got other stuff to talk about. But I think it does reveal the reason why you didn't take on the Titans gig. I think this was an option, Kevy.
Yeah, one of the reasons why I couldn't take the Titans job because the QRL I didn't put this to them, but I dare say they wouldn't allow
a full time
gig at an NRL club then do Origin. I think that's Origin's just getting so big. Maybe someone could do it with the skills and the talent to do that, but it would be a big strain on both organisations. So that was the reason. I think the Titans job, and I think Gareth Brennan is going to do a great job, you know, with the Titans. I think it's a good position for someone coming into the game like he is, and a has done so many good things at underage and certainly at intra Super Cup level. He deserves an opportunity in the NRL to coach. So I think he's going to, and there's some talent there at the Titans.
Yeah.
Let's get real. If he can get Jarryd Hayne going and Ash Taylor and Kevin Proctor and you know, all these players that they've got, James, they've got a good front row. They've got Jarryd Wallace, who's an Origin player. So they got some talent there. He's not going there with a club that doesn't have any of that. So they've got a pretty good base there for him to work off. And I'd expect the Titans to improve next year under his tutelage.
Kevy, can I throw a hypothetical? And obviously, Cronk, we're talking about a lot where he's going. If he's going somewhere, it seems that Roosters are red-hot favourites. We've yesterday heard that it was the Eels and Sharks maybe. And they've cleared the decks to have some money there. Would you, as a club searching for success, say in 3 years' time, if you look at the roster, go for a Cronk and spend that money? Or would you, it's more appropriate for a Roosters who just feel one more player, we're ready to win a premiership, and he's only got 2 years with us?
Well, yeah, we see it all the time at Clubland when players come in and just really, as you say, I'll steal your word there, Flats, they ice the cake, and Cronk would be one of those players.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm a Mitchell Pearce or a Luke Keary at that club, you know, I'd probably want them in the club because you're going to get better with them there. I mean, he's not there forever. So, you know, I've seen it at Origin level, and I'm not, you know, saying anything out of school here, but some of these players that come in that we bring into the camps, the younger ones, they learn more from Cronk and Slater and Smith and Thurston and Matt Scott and Greg Inglis than they do sometimes from the coaching staff. And that's not being disrespectful to anyone, but it's just, you know, I remember myself in my playing days, a lot of times you learn so much being around the great players, you know, around Alfie, around Wally Lewis. You know, all these players, they all approach things differently. They all have different ways of doing things. And if you can pick up one or two things that's going to help you, and Mitchell Pearce, for instance, he's very close to, well, he's played Origin, so, and he's won a premiership. So he's really a classy player. Maybe a little bit of time with Cooper Cronk will help his game and take him to an even stronger level, which is a bit scary from a Queensland point of view, because we always seen Mitchell and the talents that he has. So, yeah, I think that they'd be pretty excited, I reckon, if they were coming in. If Cronk was to get to one of those clubs, he would certainly bring so much on the field, but even more so off the field with his preparation and how he goes about things.
Yeah, and as a coach, you'll experience this, and you've done it at Origin level, mate. In the end, I know you care for your players, but it's about winning.
Yeah.
And, yeah, Cooper Cronk, you put it, he's the icing on the cake. He's the difference, mate.
Well, certainly from my own perspective and just from a coaching point of view in Origin, last year we had Billy Slater in the coach's box, and honestly, he was brilliant. I don't know if things would have been the same without him in the box. And this year we had Jonathan Thurston and Matt Scott up in the coach's box for most of the series. So their knowledge and they just get it. They know how things happen and how things are supposed to work. So, you know, I'd rather have them there than not have them there. And, you know, certainly from a Roosters point of view, what a great acquisition. Or any club, you know, the Sharks, Parramatta you mentioned.
Anyone.
What an acquisition for Cooper Cronk. And he's not at the end of his career, really, because we saw his form throughout this year. So good at Origin level and then winning a premiership. I think he's still on right on top of his game.
He's given us great airtime so far, Cooper Cronk, which has been fantastic. As you have, Kevy, we do thank you, mate. Well done to it. You've got a really good mix here.
Yeah, really happy for you, mate. That's great.
Yeah. And you, can you still squeeze us in on a Monday next week, maybe?
We'll be somewhere. But I'll tell you what else has been around town today and being in Sydney is your 70th birthday today.
Thank you very much, Kevy.
It is, mate. It is. It's fantastic.
I was there with you every step of the way, mate.
It's just brilliant.
Good on you, Kevy.
Thanks, Kevy.